Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Simon. Login. Email chloefisher2001@gmail.com. Password. Chloe loves Simon. 42 new notifications. All from you. My, haven't you been a busy one today, Simon? Mostly they're likes of pictures, posts, and statuses, but there are a few comments in there too. Each one I cherish, as they are all a testament to your love for me, immortalized in digital writing for all the world to see. Looking good in this one, you've commented on a photo of me from school. Sexy, lol. You've commented on another photo, this time taken on a family trip to the local zoo. This comment is closely followed by a second, which reads, "So glad you're mine, XX." I'm so glad you're mine too, Simon. There's something waiting in my inbox, the little speech bubbles are highlighted. There's one message from you, of course, but there's a message from someone else too. It's from your psycho ex, Becky. No doubt another tirade of abuse. She seems to send me one daily. Why can't she just be happy for us? Why can't she just leave us alone? Catching a glimpse of her message's aggressive subject matter, I open yours as a distraction. "Hi, babe," you begin as you always do. "Just wanted to tell you how lucky I am to have you in my life. Love you lots, Simon. XXX." Love you lots too, Simon. "Thanks, babe. Glad to be appreciated, lol. You still up for our hot date tomorrow? XXX," I reply. "We are going to the cinema to see that new Alien film. I'm not too keen on anything sci-fi, but you are, and I'll do anything for you, Simon. I'm the perfect girlfriend." Bracing myself, I finally open Becky's message. It's only short, which makes a pleasant change from the usual barrage of expletives. "Please stop," she shouts in capitals. "You're breaking my heart even more." "Stop what? Loving Simon? How can I? Surely she, of all people, must know how great a boyfriend he is. Kind, loving, and handsome. He's the whole package." "Why can't you just be happy for us?" I reply. "You had your chance and you blew it. It's my turn now." I've sent a similar response to pretty much every verbal onslaught sent my way. Perhaps this time it'll sink in. Perhaps, but I doubt it. Jealousy is a powerful thing. At first, Simon wasn't that into me. He was still with Becky then, though. She's the jealous type. Wouldn't let him talk to any other girls. She made him block me and deleted all of my comments. That bitch just couldn't handle a little competition. He's mine now, though. Funny how these things work out. I have him all to myself, and all she can do is send me horrible messages. She won't break us up, though. Our love is too strong for that. I go on Simon's page and open up his latest profile picture. It's one of him and me. I look terrible, but he's handsome as always. There are mean comments below it from some of Becky's friends, but I try to shut them out. They're jealous of what we have. They just wish they were as in love as we are. I stare into your eyes. They glow so bright on my neon screen. And wait for you to reply. And wait. And wait. Log out. Log in. Email simonisawesome1998@hotmail.co.uk. Password, I love Chloe. 23 new notifications, mostly wall posts, 2 new messages, open messages. First, from the doting girlfriend. Thanks, babe. Glad to be appreciated, lol. You still up for our hot date tomorrow? XXX. How do I let me down gently? Sorry, babe, I'm going to have to cancel cinema tomorrow. I'm not feeling too well. I'll make it up to you some other way, though. Winky face. XXX. That should do it. Send. The second message is from that psycho bitch, Becky. What the hell is wrong with you? She shouts in capitals again. Go and fuck yourself, Becky. I'm happy with Chloe. I want you to leave us alone, I shout in his voice. He loves me. I'm sure he doesn't mind me speaking for him like this. I click on my page and on the new profile picture I uploaded earlier. Looking good, babe. X, I comment. I do look good. I know Simon would agree. I know him better than that bitch, Becky. A new message arrives. It's Becky. Of course it's fucking can't take a hint, Becky. Fucking stop this now, Chloe. I'll call the fucking police if you don't. Simon springs to my assistance. Call the police. I'll tell them she's done nothing wrong. I'll tell them I love her. And you're just the jealous bitch, X. He would. Simon would defend me to the police. He'd clear this whole damned thing up. He'd tell them that he loves me, and they'd lock Becky away for good. Get help! Do whatever else the fuck you want. Just stop using his page like this, she replies. But I can't. Simon would never stop loving me. She has to know that. Log out. Log in. Email chloefisher2001@gmail.com. Password, Chloe loves Simon. There's another message. I open my inbox fully expecting to find yet another rude message from that bitch Becky. But I don't. It's from someone new. Simon, it's from your dad. I'm finally meeting your parents. I guess that makes us an official couple, right? I'm so excited I'm not sure I can contain myself. Slowly, I drag my mouse across the screen and click to open the message. Hello, Chloe, it begins. Your dad knows my name. You've been talking about me. Only nice things, I hope. I understand you've been using my son's profile to pretend that you and he are a couple. This has to stop immediately, please. Losing him in that car crash was hard enough, Please just let us grieve in peace. No, I can't stop loving you. I couldn't have you before, but now you're dead. I have you all to myself, Simon. I love you, and I'm never going to let go.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. Simon is written by Matthew Butcher, narrated by Ian McEwan, with music by Tom Robson. For more information and even a free book, head over to www.hawkandcleaver.com. Or if you'd like to support the show, we've just launched a Patreon campaign at www.patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. There you'll be able to support the show from as little as $1 a month, get your greasy fingers on a quarterly collector print edition of The Other Stories, and even suggest story ideas or be featured in a story itself. So, until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.